And we're joined once again by retired Army General William Nash and historian Phoebe Marr. Ms. Marr, looking ahead, what will you be watching for as Iraq's newly elected assembly takes shape and creates a new government?
That's going to be fascinating. First of all, they have to create a new government. They have to create a presidential council, a president, two vice presidents, and a prime minister. Who is it? And what kind of cabinet is going to be will reflect the vote, which we don't know, although we know many of the major players. But the key thing this assembly must do is draft a constitution. And that is going to be very difficult because they really have existential issues to face. Federalism, how is it going to be defined? How to deal with the Kurds? How much religion in the state? And how to bring the Sunnis back in?
And there's an incentive to work together because I understand three provinces can hold veto over a constitutional agreement.
That's correct. It was first put in because the Kurds thought if they didn't get as much as they wanted, they could veto. Now the Sunnis are saying, if we're not brought in and some of our concerns are not addressed, well, we certainly can get that kind of vote, two-thirds vote in three provinces. So there's going to have to be a lot of bargaining, a lot of hard compromising. And I think the thing to watch is whether the people who are elected are sufficiently mature and realistic to make the kind of compromises they're going to have to do.
General Nash, Iraq's interior minister was quoted today as saying that U.S.-led forces could leave Iraq within 18 months. Does that seem at all reasonable, and what should the U.S. military role be now?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to look at Iraq from the U.S. military perspective in the context of a larger regional and global concerns that the American military has. We've heard on your show several times already the questioning of U.S. motives. And so as we try to be supportive of the political dynamics that Ms. Marr just talked about, we also need to reevaluate the military tasks that America takes on vis-a-vis what the Iraqis do. And I think that reevaluation process and transition from a U.S.-led effort to a U.S. supportive effort of a sovereign Iraqi government. I don't know, 18 months may be ambitious, but it's a good start to start the dialogue and reevaluate tasks. And I would say that it would be both to the United States' advantage and Iraqi, the new Iraqi government advantage, that as American presence is reduced, I think even more positive things in today's election can take place.
I believe you've said earlier on the show the U.S. should avoid being asked to leave Iraq.
I think it's important to show that our motives are as serious as our rhetoric.
Thank you very much. Retired U.S. Army Major General William Nash, he's with the Council on Foreign Relations, and Phoebe Marr with the U.S. Institute of Peace and the author of The Modern History of Iraq. Thank you.